You about ready? This is Marty Ford, live from the beautiful downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill in Tonsawa Station, coming to you with his show, You About Ready, live on bbsradio.com, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. If you'd like to call in and voice your comments, opinions, or criticisms, which you all are critics, you can call in at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. If you'd like to send me an email, which several have done, and I appreciate them, they're wonderful to hear from you out there, wherever and whomever you are. Is it whoever or whomever? I'm not sure. But you're out there, and we love you, and we appreciate your listening. The email address is hamp, H-A-M-P, 73@gmail.com. I had to think about it. hamp73@gmail.com. Our purpose here is to do what? Empower, enlighten, entertain, and make you aware of the world around you and enhancing your quality of life. To lift your spirits, to raise your soul, to give you the ability to accomplish more than you ever thought possible. To give you the ability to do what you do best and a little bit more. Not just the ability, the confidence, the awareness, the self-esteem, the pride, the dignity that we all have inside us, only sometimes it's been suppressed by things that went on in our previous world. Because when you go to the head jockeys, they always say, well, tell me about what happened to you when you were a kid. You know what happened to you when you were a kid. Chances are you had some negative experiences. We've all had them. The bullies are out there. They pound us down until we submit or give in or go away. Because they're not going away because they take advantage. And they're not limited to the school or the playground bully. They grow up to become bigger bullies. In fact, they breed bullies. Just like abusers breed abusers. And molesters breed molesters, and so forth and so on, right? And here's another example, because we always say an example is the best explanation. One of these guys that was involved in the Penn State tragedy up there with all those young boys years ago, terrible, tragic, awful. Don't mess with our kids. Leave them the hell alone. If you have issues like that, go find someplace. Go knock your head against a tree. Let's get away from our kids and let them do what they do best. You know what they do best? They want to play, and they want to play more. So this guy up at Penn State, he finally came out and said, well, he was abused when he was a kid. There you go. The bully bullies, the abusers abuse. Who's going to break this cycle? It's not my fault. It's not his fault. But he let it happen. He knew it was going on. Others in the world around him knew it was going on, and we let it happen. Just like we let North Korea treat their people like that and annihilate and exterminate and kill and maim and torture and do all the things they're doing over there. And all the other countries, the Middle Eastern countries that are just taking their population and wiping it out. African countries. We do it here in America. We do it the slow way. We kill you with food or so-called food, right? We want to be positive, but we want to start off with an awareness of the world. Because if you're not aware of what's going on around you, if you're not critically thinking, you can easily be taken advantage of. And that's not what you want to do. You want to be empowered. You don't want to be a Me Too person. You want to get up and enjoy life every day on your terms as much as possible. Unless, of course, you work for a bully boss, and we've all had those. Or you play for a bully coach. And this stuff isn't restricted to their world. Wherever it is, if it's in a business, a corporation, the government, in the military, which is coming out with a lot of abuse cases right now, and it's not limited to that world, wherever the media puts it. Those folks do that their whole life. And I said before, I feel sorry for these coaches who've been getting caught out there in college sports teams who were abusive, and even players now. The one player from Miami just checked himself into rehab. Well, where were you years ago while you were going through all this stuff, right? Where are these people, and how did they get away with it? How do we let them get away with it? It's awful. And the ones who suffer the most are the next generation coming up. Because now we have to hide them, seclude them, protect them from going out and doing what they want to do, which is what? Have fun and play, and play and play some more. And too bad that many people fall into that themselves. They forget what it's like being a kid. It's Tuesday, 9 p.m., my friend. On this and more, you can depend. I'm about ready to start again to lead, guide, direct, inspire, and motivate. I will not hesitate to offer you my insight, knowledge, and wisdom. I dedicate. I present you simple ways to achieve goals, dreams, ambitions, aspirations, desires, and success. Not like all the rest. You know I am not a me too. I'm giving me to you. Begin with a listen. Act, and soon you will thrive, shine, and glisten. You are the one who can do and get things done while having some fun. Planning your work and working your plan, soon you will have time, which is your friend, to go outside and work on your tan. Which is, the warm weather's coming here on the East Coast. It was 50-some degrees today, and the snow is melting. We actually saw some green, sort of green, and brown, and dirt, and earth, and nature. And pretty soon the daffodils will be coming up, and then we know spring has sprung. The seasons are changing, right? That's what we want from life, folks. That's what we want from life. Two things, right? We want the truth, which we don't always get. It's sort of hiding from us. It's masquerading. We all consider honesty to be a virtue, but nobody really wants to hear or tell the truth because we can't handle the truth, which was in a movie a while back. So we want truth. If we have truth in our lives, our own space, chances are we'll have truth in the lives of those around us, those who we bring into our life, who we want to be part of our lives. And hopefully it will just transcend and osmotically go to them, and they'll become truthful and honest and respectful and faithful and loyal and all those things. But we don't always get it. So we want truth, and we want another season, right? We want another season. If it's winter, we want to be here in the spring. When it's spring, we can't wait till summer. When it's summer, we look forward to fall. When it's fall, here comes winter. We want another season. How and why? Because that's, we're here alive to ourselves and to others for another season of whatever it is we're going for. Even if it's nature's season, don't mess with nature. Nature's too strong and powerful. Ride with the tide and go with the flow, the ebb and flow of life. When you're empowered, you can do that. And you'll accomplish more than you ever thought possible. And the worst thing you want to do, if you're doing this, you're not going to have truth in your life. You're going to have a barrier to truth. And the worst thing to do is live a lie. If you're living your life as a lie, you're fake, you're not truthful, you're not honest, you're not any of these things, you're on the negative side of this of the line. You have to have truth in your life. And the truth is so painful, we can't face it. We can't look in the mirror when we're brushing our teeth to see our truth, because it hurts so much. But once you put your truth out there, you find a place, whether it's a small group, an individual, a barber, a hairstylist, a cab driver, whoever it is in your life that sometimes you meet randomly, you're never going to see again. So you open up and you tell your stuff. Guess what? You feel good. And usually if it's someone you're paying, like a hairdresser or a cab driver or someone like that, they're not criticizing you. They're not ridiculing you. Maybe they're offering some of their insight because they have a lot of wisdom. Why? They listen. We have two ears and one mouth. We should listen twice as much as we talk. And those service type people providing very necessary services will listen to us because we're going to pay them and maybe give them a tip. If you've ever worked for tips, you know what that is, to ensure proper service. Well, sometimes just listening is a great service. Right? So if you're living a lie, get rid of it. Get truth on your life. Face it. Put it out there. You're not alone. Once you put stuff out there, you find out that, hey, I'm not alone. There's other people with similar or the same type of situations that you faced in the past and are going through right now. Isolation, loneliness, depression, sadness, misery, all those negative things that bring us down. If you stay glued to the big rectangular brainwashing box, watching all those folks on news, so-called news and information television stations, just bombarding you with negativity. Why in the heck are you watching a murder trial? Why in the heck are you watching some kind of gory, just negative, just ill-mannered, disrespectful people discuss something? They have no idea what it's about. They're just reading from script and throwing in an opinion or two, and especially with those high-pitched voices. And the worst part about it, they are poor role models. Because in this rectangular brainwashing box, sometimes, often, you have 4 to 6 talking heads. 3 on top, 3 on the bottom, 4 on top, 4 on the bottom, at each other in the same studio across from the microphones. And they're so rude and crude, they don't let each other finish. They don't let someone get their point across without jumping in rudely. And if that's our model, we have a problem. Just manners and respect and courtesy and maybe some professionalism. I don't know if they teach that in communications school anymore, because you have to get your words in now. You have to be exclusive. You got to be the one to do it right now. You know, you got to be the weather guy out there in a hurricane or a blizzard or a tornado or anything out there. Stay in. Don't come outside. It's terrible out there while his shirt and or hat or jacket and wipe from being blown all over the place and he's knee deep in water. Don't try this at home, folks. Yeah, you're right. We're staying home for now while and let the storm pass. And then we'll go out and do what? Play. We'll clean up if we have to. Shovel the snow, get rid of some mud, whatever we have to do. Hopefully it's not destructive and taking out our home. So that's what you want to do. You want to live not a lie. We don't want to go with a negative. We want to have truth in our life and another season. So that's what you do. When you can do that, part of it, when you make time your friend. When you make time your friend, you win all the time. All the time, when you have the time, give yourself the time, plenty of time, getting to the airport 6 hours before your plane takes off, right? Even though the flight is only an hour and a half, you got to get there and leave and get up and drive and park and all that stuff. Give yourself time, because when you do, life is good. Life is simple. You are empowered. You are in control. The lights are green. You get the go sign, right? You're not following someone doing 10 miles an hour in a 40 zone. You have time. And even if you are following someone like that, you still have time to get to your destination. Part of what we do here is to try to raise your awareness by doing what? Critically thinking. And we do that with some silly, goofy brain busters, right? Little kids love these things. They challenge their mind. Most of the time, the younger ones have so little waste and debris in their craniums that they get these things when they think about it a little bit. We, as grown, mature, educated, well-rounded, worldly, traveled, etc., grown-ups, we have so much fodder in there. It's just clouds everything, right? We go through life in obfuscation, in a state of obfuscation. We can't see anything out because we have so much information in there. We don't know what to do with it. So last week, the critical thinking was to name three consecutive days without using Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Name three consecutive days without using Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And of course, the answer is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Because if you tried using Monday through Sunday, somewhere along the line, you're going to use Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think Wednesday, I can't think of them now, but you can understand it's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. All right, so this week's, and we also had, we threw in a little bonus one. When someone asks you, where were you between 4 and 5, your first thought is to look at your watch and say, geez, I don't remember. But if you were critically thinking and listening to the question, the question is not, where were you between 4 and 5 a.m. or p.m., not a time of day, but go back, step back to your youth, think as a kid. Where were you between 4 and 5? Hopefully, you were in kindergarten, maybe in preschool, but that's where you were between 4 and 5, because I didn't put a definitive restriction in there as far as time was concerned. So keep an open mind, right? Keep an open mind. You'll go a lot further. This week, we have a little bit of a brain buster to get you critically thinking and aware of what you're going on in your world and the world around you. What happens once in every minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? Otra vez. Once in a minute. What happens once in a minute? Every minute, actually. What happens once in every minute, twice in every moment, but never in 1,000 years? Tune in next week at 9 o'clock Eastern Time Zone. Live on bbsradio.com. This is me, Marty Ford. The name of the show is You Bout Ready. Incidentally, if you want to hear previous shows that we've done here on bbsradio.com, you can go to www.bbsradio.com/You Bout Ready. And my picture will come up. Please don't cry. It's not the best, and it could get better, but I think it is pretty good. And scroll through the shows and see what appeals to you, and give a listen. This is where you can listen, learn, and laugh. The most important thing you're going to learn about is about you, hopefully, to become empowered. You're listening to a lot of stuff randomly thrown out here, somewhat sequenced and orderly, but it sounds random. It comes off as random, which is okay. The third thing is to laugh. Yes, hopefully you're laughing along with me, but hopefully some of this stuff makes you laugh at yourself and give a chuckle and say, wow. Why didn't I think of that? That sounds pretty good. This week's tidbit of useless information is Maine is the only state that is one syllable. Maine is the only state that is one syllable. Why is that valuable now? I have no idea. It might break the ice during an awkward situation when you're trying to have conversation, right? By the way, did you know that Maine is the only state that is a one-syllable word? And who knows, maybe you will end up as a contestant on Jeopardy, right? Yeah, things happen out there, and you never know where you're going to end up. We also like to talk about cliches. Cliches are our, A-R-E-O-U-R. Is the English language easy to learn? I don't know. Once I read about it in a book I was reading. The cliches are modern-day curse words, the profanity of modern times, right? Not George's seven little dirty words, or not what Lenny Bruce was talking about and how to talk dirty and influence people, and other people who are well-known who use profanity for a message, not just shock value. We use it for shock value, but we use it more importantly because we don't take the time of thinking, critically thinking, of using something more appropriate in language. And that's okay. That's what we've been reduced to, mainly because we are brainwashed by the black rectangular brainwashing box. And I say black because I have yet to see screens, whether they're computer screens, TV screens, maybe some cell phones have color to them, but most of them are black. Like Henry Ford said, you can have any car, any color, as long as it's black. No relation to me. He was different. Different side of the family, different world anyway. So, and some of the cliches my favorite ones. You know my favorite ones if you've been listening. Amazing. In today's world, everything is amazing, right? And transparency, that'll be coming back more and more as election time comes in, right? Because everyone wants to be transparent, even though they don't tell you anything you want that is appropriate. They just hide things and double talk, but they are transparent in their ridiculousness and ludicrousy. So we have a lot of cliches, and I mentioned one is amazing. At the end of the day, there's one. That happens a lot. We always hear, at the end of the day, well, no, it's not the end of the day. When your day ends, tomorrow begins. Remember, once one thing, when you accomplish a goal, that's finished, that's over, time to start on the next one. If you haven't even already started on your next quest, why you're going after a current one. Like shooting pool. You're shooting at the six ball, planning on shooting at the 7, 8, 9, or whatever game you're playing. You're positioning yourself. The game of life is all positioning yourself, maneuvering. That's why chess should be taught in elementary school. Get kids' brains thinking that way. Planning, strategy, maneuvers, patience, tolerance, making mistakes, learning, readjusting when you get one of your pieces taken that you were planning on using. And most importantly, seeing the whole board. Most people who play chess just see, they're focused on one area and they're missing the big picture. That's what happens in life. We're so centered on our own little world, we're missing the big picture that could have great, great, great positive results, healthy results for us if we would look at the big picture, right? So this week's cliches, and I hope you don't do this because it's tragic. I love that person to death. I love him to death. Well, let's just say you love him. You don't have to add the second half of that cliche, right? Please don't. Just love them with your heart, your spirit, your energy. And before you can love someone else, try loving yourself. Actually, before you can love yourself, try liking yourself. Look in the mirror and like who you see when you're brushing your teeth, shaving, combing your hair, etc. Now, I want to know who, and I don't want to use profanity too much, but this one we've heard a lot in the past, not so much. I hear it a lot at the park when we're playing ball and talking with guys and stuff. I want to know who Jack Shit is. Who is this guy? Because I hear him about him all the time. For years, I've heard about Jack Shit, and no one knows, but they refer to him all the time. By the way, that word is an acronym, which means ship high in transit. There's a whole story about that. When the boats were sailing, carrying manure, and they would go out and they'd cover it up and it would explode because I guess the gases were pent up in their closed compartment. Boom, it explodes. So they put a label on there, ship high in transit, and it became an acronym that refers to something that's brown, warm, fuzzy, and often tests your olfactory senses. Also, RAP is an acronym, R-A-P, rap music, you know, rhythmic American poetry. These are like tidbits of useless information as well, but they become cliche. Tips I mentioned before to ensure proper service. The better the service, the better the tip. If you've worked for tips, you know that. Now, here's the last cliche for this week. Not on my watch. It's not my fault. Don't blame me. I was here, but I was on the phone in the bathroom eating lunch, taking a break. Not on my watch. No one wants to take responsibility and accountability for their actions, which is why we have such a permissive society, right? It's not my fault. Oh, I didn't have a birthday party when I was a kid. No one brought me a cupcake. I didn't get picked for the team. I didn't have, like, the kid with affluenza, right? That kid who killed, I think, four people, whatever it was, with his car, underage drinking, drunk, using all kinds of stuff. Well, he didn't know that life had consequences and you had to be responsible because he suffered from affluenza. And they bought it. They didn't give him jail. They gave him probation and a fine, and he's got to go to some glamour resort rehab. What have you done for yourself this past week? Did you have fun, get silly, and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh some more? Did you set a goal? Did you achieve a goal? If you did, I am proud of you. You set your sights on something and got it accomplished. You should be proud of yourself. Did you do something active, fight boredom, and empower your world and perhaps those in your world? Did you allow, and permit yourself to be a kid without others telling you to stop acting like a kid? You're a grown-up. Boo. Did you ride your bike, throw a ball, watch cartoons? Just a little. Swing on a swing, make a snow person? We're correct here. Make someone else laugh? Make someone else's day by giving them one hand to help? You have two hands, as I say. Did you give one hand to someone else? Well, you kept one to help yourself. Did you sing as if no one was listening? I think that's a cliche. I've heard it before. Did you do something not silly, goofy, appropriate, and expected of you, and perhaps out of character? Did you do something that way? Silly, goofy, appropriate, and expected of you. Out of character. That's not like you. That happened to me at work today. I made a comment after I let people talk and they were trying to solve a small little issue. And I said, well, why not let Tom handle it or Joe, whoever it was. And they said, oh, great idea. And they were going on for about 10, 15 minutes about that. So I came up with something good. I solved the problem. Made me feel good. And it's unlike me because I don't speak up usually at those kinds of meetings unless I have something silly to contribute because everyone else is so serious. Don't take life seriously, folks. No one gets out alive. Thank you, Jim Morrison. Did you do something nice for someone else? Shovel a neighbor's snow because there's a lot out there. Pull in their groceries from their car. Take in their mail. Help out because when you give it away to someone else, you help someone, you feel good about yourself, right? It's like when you... well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, about empowerment and being enabled. Did you show patience and tolerance to those not deserving it while still keeping all of your lips and not biting any of them off? Usually it happens at work or with neighbors or something like that. Sometimes family members. What did you do to fight boredom, the enemy of us all? Did you use the tools from my work in the book, Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the Enemy of Us All, that we've gone over as far as being active and all? Did you get up, get out, and get going? Did you do something active, like take a walk? Besides shoveling snow, which is work, it's still active. You got to be careful, especially as you get older. Did you do something fun? Maybe you went bowling, right? Not just to another movie. You went out and you interacted with people without the cell phones. You actually spoke to someone face to face. And after 30 seconds, maybe you didn't have anything to say. I don't know. When you take care of the little things and the big things will come your way sooner than you think. Pick up the pennies, and you'll get the dollars. Use land and let nature be your support. Grow something while growing yourself, right? Isn't it great to plant some seeds and take care of them and watch them grow and then enjoy the fruits of your labor, whether they're fruits or vegetables, right? Nothing tastes fresher than something you've grown. My wife grows tomatoes and peppers, zucchini, things like that in the backyard. We have a small little, she grows them in planters because you can't plant in the ground here. There's too many roots out there. But when we harvest and bring them in, you know, harvest, go pick them off the stem. And they taste nothing like what you get at the supermarket. For some reason, a tomato is not always a tomato. Of course, I don't know what we're getting in the foods today. Everything has been so modified. That's a sin. So, did you do something and go somewhere? What did you do for yourself to help you become doing what you want to do and not just another sitting around doing nothing, right? Because there's only two places you can go, nowhere and somewhere. Given the choice, I think most people would like to go somewhere, only they don't know where that someone is. All right. One topic for tonight is the G verb. Get up, get out, and get going, right? Because most of us, hundreds of thousands of guys, are still using that little blue pill, sad to say, or its competition. Well, maybe you can't get Herm the Worm, that little one-eyed, ball-headed devil, to work and stand at attention for as long as you need to do what you want to do to make you feel good about yourself. Perhaps if you change your lifestyle a little bit and you got up, got going, and did something, improve your health, not just by taking other pills, but by becoming active, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You gain so much strength that way. You feel good about it. You get energized. You might get tired. You might ache, right? Play ball tonight. Had a great thing at ball tonight. You know why? Our son is home from visiting from college, and he came along and played with us, and he got on a team. They won like 5 games in a row. My team was in and out because we lost every game, but it was great. Other guys have their sons come back and play when they're in college. So the kids always know where to get a game to do what? Play. So they're not sitting around just staring in front of another screen. They have the opportunity to play. So you want to get up, get out, and get going. You don't have to go out and run full court basketball. You don't have to play tennis or run back and forth or racquetball or swim 2 miles. Just take a walk. Start little, like pennies, and then grow into something more, like dollars. Plant some seeds today. Do something good for yourself, and the benefits, in many ways, will happen sooner than you think, right? You take care of your body. You take care of your mind. You take care of your soul, all of which you can control, and you'll feel good about yourself. You'll be able to leave the little blue pill that helps you grow on the shelf. So do something good for yourself. I know why the psychos are out on the streets and the weed people are still going to be incarcerated for a while. Hopefully they'll get out. But the big reason I think the psychos are on the street is because it gives material to those who are in the entertainment business to come up with all these TV and movie shows and specials that you see on cable TV, where they have like a 6 or 7 or 10 part series. And it's all based on some psycho doing stuff, right? And they supply the material, the gore, the sadness, the misery, the murder, the blood, the action, the negative behaviors, the just insanity of it all. And why are we so drawn to that? As I said before, why do we sit glued in front of that brainwashing box, rectangular as it is in most cases, to watch Nancy Grace scream at somebody or Jane Mitchell screaming at us, talking about a case of something? That is not entertainment. That is living miserably. It's like watching, when the Weather Channel first came out, I think I mentioned this a few months ago, everybody was like, wow, this is so good. Wow, look at that snow out in Wyoming. Glad I'm not there. You're 2,000 miles away in South Carolina. It's not snowing down there. Why do we need, what draws us to that? It has to be something, right? I guess it's like junk food. We're drawn to it for whatever reason. It certainly doesn't taste good. It's not healthy for us. It does us no good. It just makes us feel bad, actually, if you watch too much of it. I think that's why a lot of people can't sleep. They watch too many of these negative type shows. The murders, the bang 'em up, blow 'em up, shoot 'em ups, inappropriate stuff, explosions, car chases, all that, before they go to bed. And now they go to bed, they're wired. I remember we used to play racquetball starting at 9 o'clock at night when I was younger, like in my 30s and 40s. And we started at 9 because that's the only time we could get court time. A lot of us worked till 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And it was a few bucks cheaper, which was nice too. But we played from like 9 to midnight. Well, then you go back to your apartment or your house, wherever you're at. You take a shower, and then you think you're going to go to bed. It ain't happening. You're revved up. You're pumped. You're juiced. You're ready to go to work. Of course, by about 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're ready to crash out because it's caught up to you. And now you have to get up to go to work. Right, so we did that, and we fought through it, and we played 3 or 4 nights a week, many times. And racquetball is like Latin; Latin's a dead language. Racquetball is a dead sport, and it's a shame. I mean, we know why Latin's a dead language, because even the church gave up on that because no one could follow at the services what was being said and what's going on in America. That is, I don't know about other countries. So we got energized. And racquetball hasn't been played. No one played. Some kids play it at college, and they like it. It's the best workout. You run for an hour and a half, playing singles or doubles even. Great game. Quickness. Reflexes. Action. Sweat. banging bodies, banging on the wall, sliding, just hitting the balls, just getting them out, all that aggression. And then we went, you know, I'd go back to my apartment at the time before I was married, and I'd stay up and I'd be watching, staring at the idiot screen or trying to read the newspaper, trying to have a cup of decaf chamomile tea, I think. Makes you sleepy, goes to bed. Didn't work. I thought about having a turkey, but then I'd just get indigestion, so I didn't want to eat. I don't like to eat late at night. It's not good to eat or drink on an empty stomach, folks, just so you know. Tidbit of useless information. But the psychos are out there, and they're doing all these things to give material, right? Like a comedian just watches the news, reads the paper. All that junk is out there, and they make fun of it. Sort of like what we do here. I pick and choose articles off the newspaper and off the news services on the internet, because most of them hopefully are true, because you never know what's true. But I guess if it comes off the internet, it must be true, right, or believable. Believe half of what you hear and nothing you see, and you'll be good. Actually, either way works. Half of what you see and nothing you hear, that's even better, because everyone is full of manure, the same kind of manure that went out on the ships that blew up. So what's that tell you when you suppress it? And I think a lot of people are frustrated with life. Maybe they can't sleep. Maybe they need the little blue pill because their life is so miserable that they're constipated and they can't clear their head on a regular basis. We all know what that is like. So the best story is everyone has a story, and there's always someone writing the next great story to sell it to TV if it will sell to the mass market who will watch it and not live life and do something. They become sitting there glued and wedged in to their comfort zone on their spot on their TV. Differences. We talked about a lot of differences here. Offensive and defensive linemen, difference between men and women, moving a boy or girl into a dorm, a house and a home. Words are synonymous but are different geographically, like a hoagie, a sub, a Zeppelin, a Cuban, a grinder, etc. Today I want to talk about the difference between being enabled and being empowered. And we want to, the goal, the dream, the passion here is for you to become empowered, right? And the big difference is this, very simply put. If in your world, others are doing things for you, the little simple things, like taking out the trash, preparing your food, shopping for the food, doing your laundry, doing all the things for you, still tying your shoes if you're 27 years old, whatever that is. But if someone else, if you're dependent on someone else doing things for you, when you are able-bodied and capable and knowledgeable to doing them for yourself, you are still enabled. You're going to be in that rut, and you're going to be dependent. And we have a lot of that now. We have too many dependent people. Most of them are dependent on people who are empowered. And the difference is you have entitlement people who are capable of working and earning money, and they choose not to. It's hard to believe that there are three and four generations of a family where no one works, even though people might be able to work. What is that about? We're supporting inactivity. We're supporting people not caring. I think in Israel, they had the kibbutz, which was like a commune, and people would work the land, and I think they were strategically placed near borders with enemy countries, and I think everyone's Israel's enemy over there, I don't know. But the kibbutz was set up where everybody did their fair share, and everybody took part in the work and reaped the benefits and had common ground. Well, as years went on, you would have a guy sitting on the porch, smoking a cigarette, reading a paper, listening to the radio, and the other guys are out in the field, you know, harvesting, storing, working, laboring, maintaining the property, caring for the kids, taking care of the housing in the building. And this other guy is sitting on there smoking a cigarette, listening to the radio, reading a paper or a book. And they got the same money. Well, finally, the wake-up call went out. Well, we all share in a common ground, but yeah, but you're not sharing. You're not pulling your weight. Here, we've developed and built a generation, multiple generations of people whose philosophy is, and they believe in, how little do I have to do and how much are you willing to pay me for not doing it? That's what we've grown into. They're not empowered. We don't empower people. We talk about empowerment. Oh, the schools are going to be empowering kids. No, they're not. They're teaching to the test, or they're shutting down schools in inner cities because the money's been transferred or stolen by some other people. They don't have the kids' best interest in it. The kids are a business. Right? Just like in college. Pay the athletes. Pay those kids. They're the ones. They're the frontline soldiers. Certainly we don't pay our frontline soldiers who protect our country great money. unless they're a general sitting in the back or a leader sitting in the back and telling the subordinates, go out and fight and die and put your life on the line all the time. We don't do that. We are enabling people, and we're continuing to do that more and more and more by having this so-called, let's call it the welfare state, the entitlement state, the do-nothing country. And that's sad when there's so much good people can do creatively, intellectually, physically, spirit, they can raise. We don't want that. We want to just hold them back. You know, put the sheep out in the field, give them a little bit to eat. They'll follow our lead. So we threaten to take it away, but it usually comes back to them. Now, some of those things are good for people who have a temporary need for a little boost. I mean, I need a boost. I need a boost to help someone get my books published, right? I need a boost to help get my website going for veterans, which, by the way, we'll do a commercial here. My website is www.connectwithveterans.com, www.connectwithveterans.com. It's a registry where veterans or their family members can put their the veteran's name and serial number and where he or she served, what years they were in, what jobs they had, what bases they were stationed at, and so forth and so on. And it's a way for them to connect. And there's a $25 registration fee and a $10 annual renewal fee. And that money goes to help pay for the website, which I said before is minimal, but it's also all the other money we're going to distribute to deserving vets and their families. And we'll find them. I know they're out there because, you know, a lot of people coming back, they got the post-traumatic stuff, and we know groups. Therapy doesn't always work. In fact, it's very weak because they end up not going because the group isn't facilitated properly or the group just doesn't work. The dynamic isn't there. Leadership isn't there. And of course, we know medicine is just a temporary fix because you wake up tomorrow and you still have the problems. So we want to empower people. We want you to pick up pennies so you can have dollars. When a snowflake, the little things in life, when a snowflake is at the top of a mountain and it comes down, it's an avalanche and wipes things out. It gets bigger. So we can take care of these little things. We'll get the big things, right? And if we don't, we get consumed by the avalanche of little things in our life not being taken care of, not dealing with them, not controlling them or managing them, right? We're not doing that. So you don't want to be enabled. You want to empower yourself, and you can do it yourself. You'll feel good about yourself. You know, when you clean something, let's say you clean your room, you come back at night, you walk in, it smells good, it's fresh, it's inviting, and you did it. It's a little thing, just cleaning your room. So we want to empower. The difference between being enabled and empowered, that's all you want to do, and you want to become empowered. Why are water parks so great? Why is water so inviting and so invigorating and so enlightening and refreshing and all the good things that water is? On a hot day, you jump in the pool, you splash with a hose, you slide, you do the slip and slide thing on a front lawn, you have a water balloon fight, you have those guns. Yes, folks, we have guns out there, water pistol fights. You want to just go rafting, you want to go swimming, you want to just be around water. Why is that? Why? It feels great after a workout. Like I didn't drink enough. I drank during basketball tonight, but since I've been home for an hour or so, I haven't consumed much water. And you can be sure I'll be guzzling a little bottle of water right here as soon as we sign off the air, which is in a few minutes, not too far from now. But water parks are appealing because they're great. Water is appealing because it's great and it helps us. Why? Because we come from water. Why do you think people want to live near the ocean or a lake or a pond or a stream or have a pool in their backyard, have some access to water? Shower feels good on a hot day. Why is it? Because we come from water. We spend 9 months in the sack inside mom, and we're growing and we're growing. And what happens? The water breaks. And that's the day we are born, right? Which, by the way, if it was up to a man to have a baby, it would never happen. Because if you know a woman who has gone through childbirth, men would not tolerate the physiological, biological, emotional, and every other kind of changes that go on, let alone the hemorrhoids and the going to the bathroom every 5 minutes and the discomfort and not being able to get up out of a chair properly. Men wouldn't do that. We get kidney stones, right? And I've had those. And women say, oh, it's just like, no, it's not. And I haven't experienced childbirth, nor do I want to. That's why the women are here for that. But water parks are so good. We come from water. On the day you were born, the water breaks. That's our natural thing. The amniotic fluid sac busts. The balloon breaks. The water comes out. My wife, when our first was born, she woke me up early in the morning and said, I have news today. We're going to have a baby. I said, how do you know? The water broke. I said, call the plumber. And we had gone to Lamaze class. How dumb am I? And I took notes at Lamaze class. I knew when the water broke, the baby was going to be born, going through labor as much as my wife did. And maybe yours did too. But here, when it happened, I was like dumb. I went back to being men dumb. I dumbed it down. So we come from water, and that's why we're so attracted to water. Right? So the next time you're around water, think about from where you came. You came from the little bubble that burst, and boom, here's a new life in your house. And whether it's pink or blue, you love every minute of it, and it's great. Ethics. We always talk about ethics, and no one ever went wrong doing the right thing. Unfortunately, leadership has a way of not doing that for us or with us all the time. Self-ethics. Police yourself. Look at yourself. What are you doing? Are you one of those who, take stuff home from the office or at work? A pen, a paper clip, a staple. Not a box of staple. A staple, right? A little thing like that. Yes, everyone does it. We know. But everyone shouldn't do it. Everybody does things that we shouldn't do. Everyone speeds on the highway. We shouldn't do that. It's built in, right? Everyone has this side of ourselves that gives us permission to do these things. I remember my first job out of college, I did a survey. I wasn't the most liked person in the world, but I had a good personality. I could shoot the breeze with a lot of folks and maybe get on their good sides. And we were trying to install new business procedures in the company. And I had to do a survey of tell me about your job. And usually I'd sit with a person at their desk, and within a minute or so, they were done telling me about their eight-hour day, often describing the fatigue they suffer from working their job. I'd be nosy. You know, I'd look around. This guy's got two staplers, three tape dispensers, four staple removers, six rulers, a drawer full of tablets and pens and pencils. He couldn't use that in 10 years, but they have it because we like to hoard and consume and have. So a lot of it probably ends up going home. Some places even instituted a search policy. I know on military bases, some of the times they open the trunk to see what's going out. A lot of times more stuff goes out the back door than the front door. So how many of you have done that and committed this ethically inappropriate behavior, right? And it's not shame on you, but just be aware, because when you're aware, you're alive. Have awareness about yourself, and don't expect others to do what you tell them to do if you're not doing it yourself, because that's what leaders are doing. When they tell us, oh yeah, live that way, but not me, I'm going off to the private club, right? I'm going off to my own world. I'm not one of you. I'll tell you what to do and how to act and behave and live your life, but I'm not going to do that. I remember years ago, I worked in real estate. We had to go to one of the county office buildings, and it was late in the afternoon, and the front door was closed for security reasons. We had to go out a back door, and there was a person like stationed there to open and close the door for you. And as we were leaving, there were people coming in. And where were they going? At the time, there were those machines. You stick your time card in, click, click, and you punch out, right? And so I said, well, what's going on? And I heard a guy say, well, those guys came in, clocked in, and they were gone for the day. They went down the shore fishing, and now they're back, and they want to get credit for the day, and they'll punch in. No one checked it. There's no investigation about it. And that's where money goes. So they're really stealing a personal day or a sick day or a vacation day or any other kind of day, but they're getting paid to go fish. That was 30 years ago, and I'm sure even with sophisticated scanning devices and cameras and finger displays or whatever else they use security-wise, people get away with that stuff. And it's sad, but it's unethical, and we're really stealing from the people who are paying us, like the taxpayers, like what goes on down there. I forgot to mention music. You know, I listen to my hour, it's gone over an hour of musical songs that I've compiled, all high energy. I've added Santana. And I added him playing a song, I think it's Into the Night with Chad Kroeger, the lead singer or the singer of Nickelback. By the way, why did the football coach go to the bank? I just gave it away. He wanted to get his quarterback. But I'm looking at Santana, I'm looking at Chad, and I'm listening to this great high energy with dance and passion and just great guitar and music. And I'm looking, Santana's like 70, and this kid, Chad, is like 30. You know, it could be a grandfather and grandson, but they have the same spirit. And music gets your mind off everything else. My music gets my mind off everything else and lets me focus on what I'm doing now, which is bringing you my radio show, You About Ready, live on bbsradio.com. If you wanted to call in, I mentioned it's 888-627-6008. The email address is hamp73@gmail.com. How about this for one? A guy's gambling in Vegas lost $500,000, and he's suing the casino because he was drunk. Now, there must be laws out there, like the bartender can't serve someone who's had too much to drink, et cetera, et cetera. But now he lost his money. He's suing. What is that about? I hope he doesn't win, right? How drunk do you have to be? He's not drunk. He's playing drunk, right? It's like the guy who sued a bike company, I think, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, because he put his bike together. He's an educated guy, working man, family man, put his bike together, went out, rode at night, had a problem. Got a little wounded, sued the bike company. Why? They didn't have any labels that said it's dangerous to ride your bike at night. Well, how about that? And I'm sure he got awarded some money. Now, whether or not the appeals went through, I didn't want to follow it because it was so ridiculous. I couldn't believe they gave him money. Another, you know, the other story was the lady at McDonald's sued because the coffee burned her, and now they say coffee's hot. People were suing tobacco companies. And they had to put the warning label on. But there was a story the other day about a young girl, I think a teenager or a college girl, I'm not sure. She had breast cancer. And the doctors couldn't figure out why. And they said, well, they found out why. She put her cell phone in her bra, right? Which might have been good for the cell phone, but it wasn't good for her, deviant that I am. No, it's a shame. But I guess all the electronic magnetic fields and all those things, whatever's going on, and they found the cancer spot right where she had placed the phone. I think there's even a company that makes a bra with a little pocket in there you can store it. Don't do that, right? Don't sleep with it under your pillow. There's not enough data, not enough research, not enough analysis. But let's face it, we've already done eating all the bad food that's going to kill us. They're controlling that, whoever they are, right? The big people in charge, the ones who are going to put small growers out of business if they don't use the right seeds and confiscate your seeds and get shut down if you use the wrong seeds. We're already there. So now we have the electronics in front of us. Step away from it. What do you have to do? Lay it down. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Interact with people. Socialize with people. Communicate. We have so much information about communication, yet we still have miscommunication, people misspeaking or lying, and the fact that no one can understand that you cannot not communicate. We still have problems with communication. So don't let the cell phone destroy. Maybe the girl was vulnerable. There's something. I'm sure the manufacturer will just destroy it in court if she goes to sue. But hopefully she will retain and regain her health and live a good life and have this as an experience that she doesn't want anybody else to have. So she's putting the word out and a tribute to her for doing that, brave soul that she is. Wouldn't it be sad if the Wheel of Fortune was rigged, if we found out truth, that they really rig it so because they want somebody to win who was on the, as a contestant? That would be devastating. Almost as devastating as Consumer Reports getting caught taking bribes. Who can you trust? We can't even trust Johnny Carson now. There's a tape going around about him, the All-American boy. Little do we know. Why does it take so long to get the truth? Every person is innocent. Eventually, right? Every person in prison is eventually, they're innocent somewhere. Like I said, let the weak people out, put the psychos in. The streets are safe. Let the kids go out and play without people hovering all around them. But isn't it sad? Wouldn't that be tragic if the wheel was rigged? Because I know wheels can be rigged. I didn't work the carnivals, but I worked as a little shill when I was about 6 years old at an arcade down at the beach on the boardwalk. And I knew there was a button underneath that could make the thing stop wherever the proprietor wanted it to stop, depending on how much money was placed on the table, whether they're picking a name, a number, or a color on those games of chance down there. So we want to believe in the truth, but we don't always get it. As I said, we want another season, and we want truth, right? Now, Race relations. There's a good one. Now, this is just plain stupid. A leader, a state leader, an official, a government elected official came out with some racially insensitive comments about the NBA, National Basketball Association, right? And he's just plain stupid, and I don't want to get into it. And later on he said, I sincerely apologize to those I unfairly categorized, right? Now, look what he's looking for. He's looking for forgiveness, right? And when you forgive somebody, guess what? They're going to do it again. So don't be so generous with your forgiveness, right? He's looking for that. He'll run for office again, and he'll win. Why? Because we're stupid. We forget. He's not in my state. He's someplace out in the middle of the country, the northern middle of the country, who elected a wrestler as their governor one time. And had somebody who, never mind, we won't go there. Anyway, he'll win again because people, you know, careful what you ask for, you just might get it. And if you go to a picture of this guy, he looks pathetic. Maybe he got caught out there like some of these celebrities when they have their mugshot and they're all wasted in another world. I'd like to check his and people like him. I'd like to check their website histories to see where they go. I'd like to see who they've been associating with after hours, right? These liaisons. I'd like to hang out at the country club, right, and listen to them say these same kinds of things, right, inappropriate, disrespectful, racial, regardless of who they're attacking, whether it's race, color, ethnicity, religion. You know they're all going after them. I'd like to hear all that stuff because I know it exists. It's out there, right? It doesn't have to be with Archie Bunker. I'd like to hear that chit-chat. It's not limited to one misspoken word, just like we talked about the abusive, arrogant, bullying leaders and coaches and heirs and families that get away with all these things because they can, the way Nancy Pelosi can take advantage of insider trading, right? So we have that. That's just plain stupid on race relations. We had another guy, former coach of a well-known college, very successful coach, who said he'd never recruit a white player. Well, there you go. That sums it up. There's that arrogant behavior coming out. I won't do that. And yet, if he did, he'd probably win, right? If he did give himself a chance to do that. And he probably had white quarterbacks when he was coming up as a younger coach. And why he changed, I don't know. But they're stupid out there. Stupid, 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 right? And that's what causes a lot of conflict, ignorance and stupidity. We want to empower you with words from Power Up Your Power, my book about empowerment. We have a few minutes left. We've talked about 15 or 20 of them. We want to finish up with the last few right now. Word is sacrifice. Whatever it takes to get the job done, you must do. Going without sleep, food, and showering only lasts a short time. When you are on target to succeed, you can miss a meal. You'll make up for it later and enjoy it much more knowing you have achieved your goal. This is empowerment. Sincerity. Be true to yourself. You are the one that matters. What else would you be doing if you weren't centered on yourself and your goal? It's not being selfish. It's being determined. It's putting yourself first. It's going after what you want, doing what you want to do, and of course, a little bit more. Flexibility. Things come into your life and things leave. People do the same. Keep an open mind, knowing that change is a constant. Be flexible to adjust life's quirks as they occur. The flexible succeed and go somewhere. The rigid stagnate and go nowhere. There are those two destinations, somewhere and nowhere. Communication. Keep the lines open. Listen as much, if not more, than you speak. Remember, two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you talk. Know that you cannot not communicate. Even the denial of communication is, in fact, a communication. And we have body language and nonverbal communication and gestures and all those things. So everything is a communication. Why we have so many problems with communication, I'll never know. We might be the most educated, sophisticated, worldly society in the world ever, and we still can't communicate well. We don't know how to speak. We've evolved back to cliches, right? That's what we have, cliches. That's how we communicate. Compassion. Have you ever been around an event, art, song, speech, or anything else that touches your heart, warms your soul, and lifts your spirits? You feel the strength of the word, the energy of the message, and the emotion of the minute. That is how you will achieve your success, when you inspire yourself the way others have inspired you. Think about it. When I watch a basketball game, I want to go out and play. Right? When I was a kid with my brother, we'd watch wrestling. right? Fabiani's mat time from St. Louis or Philadelphia in the arena with Vince McMahon's father, I think, ran it back then. WWE, the greatest marketing business in the world. We'd watch it on TV, and then we start wrestling. Until Mom came in and told us, we're going to call your father. When do your father gets home? Right? And Pop came home, and we were cool. All right, so you have your compassion. The last, we talked about this before, is truth. There are two things you want from life. Mention them again. They're worth mentioning over and over again. Another season and truth. Another season of life allows you to live to enjoy the results of your efforts. Truth, which you define as truth for you, allows you to freely pursue your life. You're not bound by anything. You're not held back. There's no impediments in your way. Why? Because you have truth on your side. You're living a healthy, safe, clean, sober life. People in recovery have a tough time with that. They can't face the truth. Oh, my God, I just shut off the computer. Oh, we're back. Whew, I hit the wrong button. But people can't face the truth. And when you can't face the truth, you're stuck in the mud. You're sitting in your stuff. You're going nowhere. And that's where you don't want to go. You want to go somewhere. And somewhere is up to you to define. It's up to you to define where you want to go and how you want to do it. I talked about get up, get out, and get going. That's doing something. My motivation for writing the book comes from a newspaper story I read about 2 years ago. It was about childhood obesity. I said, wow, that's a topic that's rather new to this generation. Because if you recall, if you look at pictures from your youth back then, most people, with the exception of a few, I was a little chunky, but they were slender. We didn't have double X, triple X, 3X, 4X, 5X, 6X clothes. We didn't need them. Why? Because people did everything. They were active. They were out playing. They were running around. They were riding a bike. They were swimming. They were climbing mountains. They were walking to work, walking to school, right? Cities, even suburban cities, built communities where they had recreation within walking distance and schools within walking distance. Some were bussed in, of course, because they lived on the periphery. But that's okay, because there was enough activity in school. I think gym class is not mandatory now in some places. If a kid is on a team, they can opt out of going to gym class, which is where you play with for fun with your friends in gym class, not on a team with coaches yelling, screaming, harassing, and badgering, and maybe being abusive and competitive, and which is good. We like that competitive nature, but not everybody does or wants to do that, right? We want to have a place to go to play. Right, so we didn't have the obesity problem we had back then. We didn't have, I guess, the kind of foods we had back then that we have now, you know. And people got excited by going to the Golden Arches with 50 cents and getting change back, and they got a burger, fries, and a soda. Well, look what that's happened to the world now. Well beyond that, right? You got to get up, get out, and get going. That's how you become empowered. A lot of things. You fight boredom by doing something, right? Those who can, do. Those who don't, sit around, talk, daydream, or stay glued to the rectangular brainwashing box, right? It is time for, once again, Marty Ford on BBSRadio.com with the show You Bet Ready to sign off. Now, there are those who gave up on their dreams. Keep pursuing yours, and don't let those talk you out of going after your dreams. Time for me to make like a hockey player and get the puck out of here. What we do good, no one remembers. What we do bad, no one forgets. Power up your power, because the power is in you.